Eureka Academy Night Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick. Brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Marshland Credit Union, Cunningham Jewelers, and by V Pizza. And now, here's your host, Jeff Doak.
Welcome to the Frederica Academy Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. My name is Jeff Doak. We are here on location at V Pizza on St. Simon's, where we will be each and every Wednesday night at 7:30 for the entirety of the 2022 season. This segment of the Brandon Derrick Show is sponsored by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Marshland Credit Union, Cunningham Jewelers, and by V Pizza. And now, joining me, the head coach of the Frederica Academy Knights, Mr. Brandon Derrick.
What about this weather?
You walk out the door, bam, weather.
And the weather's awesome. This is great.
This is actually football weather, finally. You got the chill in the air. I can wear my hockey sweaters unironically.
It's awesome.
Yeah. Get a little bit of warmth going on here.
Not hot. No one even broke a sweat the day at practice. I don't know. It was strange.
You just got some side eye from the players over there. I don't know what you're talking about, Coach. There was sweating going on.
Yeah, we were a little flat today. But, hey, we were looking good yesterday on Monday, so. Expected it.
Yeah. Well, you know, you had had the bye week last week, so had a chance to get healthy, really start focusing in on the important thing, which is what's starting up this upcoming Friday when we have region play starting. Now, see if all the throwing the players up against the buzzsaw of the schedule that we had was truly worth it or not.
Yeah. I mean, we're going to find out. This is where the rubber meets the road here. You know, we go and play a lot of tough competition to get us prepared for this stretch run here for these next three games. So, I hope we can go out there and execute and come out of this thing 3-0 and end up 5-5 and put ourselves in a really good position going into the playoffs.
Out of all of those teams that you played during the first part of the season, which one, and I'm going to do a two-parter here, which team do you think contributed the most to the growth and learning of this squad?
I think near the end right there with Tatnall Square and Clinch. We played Clinch. They had a lot of speed. They were very good. We learned a lot of lessons coming out of that one. And then I thought Tatnall Square, if we do a few things right, that game's a lot closer. They're very talented, but I felt like that if we get some spots where we get our fits correct, we got leverage in the right spots, and we got our angles taken care of a little bit better, I felt like that one right there probably could change a lot of things. I think that helped us grow a little bit and understand what we got to do with our responsibilities.
And the second part of the question is actually the same question, but instead I'm going to ask it to the players that are sitting out in front of us. Which one of the opponents y'all have had so far this year contributed the most to learning about what you need for the games that really matter here at the end?
Tatnall
Square. Tatnall. And y'all aren't just saying that just because Coach just said the same thing. Why is that? Here, I'm going to do an old Phil Donahue thing and take the microphone out into the crowd here. All right, who wants to take it? What was it about Tatnall Square?
We learned more team chemistry more than anything, how to work together, playing on defense and offense, staying on blocks, driving, etc.
What he said?
It kind of felt like the turning point of the season, where last year we had like long carry. Kind of felt like turning point then.
So this was the one where something finally clicked and thought, hey, we can actually do this. We can actually keep up with teams this size. You think it's an apt statement on that one, Coach?
I think so. I think we realized that in that game as we were playing that we're a guy away here and there from making a play and that score being a lot different. And then they realized that we can execute at a high level. It's going to take a lot of things that we got to go out and do. And like I said, we got to stay on blocks on offense, and defensively we got to have our fits right. And it's going to be even more important going in this week, our responsibility on defense, knowing your job, doing your job. And I think our guys, I think they've done a pretty good job this week getting ready. I thought Monday and Tuesday really, really sharp. Today, it was a flat practice. It wasn't that we didn't, we're missing assignments. We were just flat at times. So, you know, we just got to turn it up and go play.
This is the Frederica Academy Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. You talk every year, or at least I talk every year, and you respond to me and don't tell me I'm wrong, that you start off the season at kind of a base and then you add more elements to the game as the game plan as the season goes on. Has the team developed to the point to where you feel comfortable in their progress so far?
Yeah, I think we've progressed quite a bit. You know, going into this week, we've added some stuff defensively to hopefully be a little bit more aggressive and play downhill some. And usually I'm a read and react kind of guy on defense because we spend a ton of time on offense trying to get the schemes on that. But with Coach Erigan doing it, and, you know, and he's got it all set up, and he has a script, so I've been able to spend a little more time. Me and Coach Barnes been spending more time defensively trying to figure out how we get matchups with our guys one-on-one, who gives us the best matchup on some things against other teams. And then vice versa, Coach has kind of got the offense rolling, and he's been pretty diverse with it from the beginning. I'm pretty conservative early on, and then, you know, spread things out. But he's been pretty diverse, and I think we've just been kind of fine-tuning it here the last couple of weeks. It feels like we're getting on the same page, and got a good chance going up to Bullock and having a good game.
Now, we know that Bullock Academy is under a different coaching head coaching
regime.
Thank you. Words not coming out of the mouth of the professional talker. kind of compare and contrast the previous coach to what it looks like this new coach is like on film.
Well, the new guy, Coach Phillips, he's a triple option guy. He's going to run the flex bone there. They're downhill, heavy run. They don't throw it much. I think they may have thrown it maybe 20 times in the last six games. And that's because they threw it about six or seven times against Thomas Jefferson this last game. So he likes to run it downhill. He's got a big fullback. They're going to run dive a lot. They're going to just try to wear you down. You know, defensively, they still kind of a four-man front, mixing a five-man front. But, you know, this is the kind of game here. This is the hate week game. You know, you got to go up there and play them and not like it. Don't, you know, from the beginning. And I've told the kids, we got to go up there and hit them right in the mouth and get it started. You know, get the party started and be physical. And so I think, you know, from what I've seen there in the last 2 weeks, we seem to be pretty good at reading our keys and supposed to be where we're supposed to be at. And then offensively, we stay on blocks. I thought yesterday was a really physical football practice and looked pretty good. So, you know, going into it, I feel pretty good about what we've been able to accomplish here this week. Hopefully we're ready to go come Friday.
Did you know when you were coming into this job, what, 10 years ago now? 11 years ago?
Yeah.
Is it 11? 10? 10.
Yeah.
10 years ago?
Yeah.
Did you know then that the Bullock game was going to become your Alabama? I'm talking to the volunteer over here who's still, I'm sure, giddy over this last Saturday's results.
I didn't. I think we made it into that when we took over time. It was one of those things. They were the closest. And then, really, our it could be between Pinewood and Alabama. Not Alabama. We're not going to play Alabama, I don't think, hopefully.
Probably.
I feel like our schedule's like that. We played a bunch of tough teams. But I feel like, you know, Pinewood and Bullock is our two big rivalries, you know, but they've been in our region since we moved to AAA. So we've had to compete against them for the last 9 years. So I think it's one of those things where Coach Watson and I have both been here all 10 years. And then Bullock's now on their fourth coach. So, you know, you go out there and you get prepared. And it's one of those things. I think the kids and the rivalry just in all sports with Bullock is pretty heated.
All right, when we come back from our first break, I think we're going to try and coerce Coaches Erigan and Barnes to come up here and join us and chat a little bit, let them snarf down some of their pizza in preparation here, hear what they have to say about where the team is at and going forward. More to come on the Brandon Derrick Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Right now, these words from our sponsors.
V Pizza is your new home for great food and fun. Located next to Harris Teeter on St. Simons, V Pizza only uses quality, fresh ingredients and imports most ingredients from Italy herself. Kids eat free on Monday, and Thursday is Fletzy Night, 50% off pizza and $1.50 beers. Live music on the weekends, all-day happy hour every day, six TVs with NFL Red Zone so you won't miss a play. V Pizza, 912-771-1919. Online at vpizzassi.com. Look for specials on Facebook.
You love the game, but you don't love the pain. From the moment an injury sidelines you, turn to the experts at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. Our winning team of physicians and orthopedic surgeons will design a treatment plan just for you, so you can get back in the game quickly and safely. To play your best, you need to work with the best. Visit sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340 to schedule your appointment.
Welcome back to the Frederica Academy Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Jeff Doak, on location at V Pizza on St. Simons. This segment brought to you by V Pizza and by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, which of course means, a little tickle in the throat there, time to check on the health of the team. Had the bye week this past week, so assuming that there wasn't any injuries during training and practice, that's we should have a pretty healthy team coming up against Bullock this week.
Shoot, we're in great shape. Adam had to go do the cross-country meet yesterday. I got to tape everybody up. I cut all the injuries down yesterday to zero. Like, we had no one hurt. No one came in the training room. No one wanted anything taped. It was like, the ones that did get taped, I don't even know if their body part works today. It may have just rotted off, cut the circulation out, and just there. They were like, Coach, you got this thing taped up so tight. I'm like, you'll be all right. You'll start moving around. It'll loosen up a little bit. Come on, we work.
Okay, now I have to admit something. During my first marriage, I purposefully ruined a load of laundry once just to keep from having to be asked to do laundry in the future. Is this a similar kind of thing?
No. I was just trying to help Adam cut down on the injuries is what I was trying to do.
Basically saying I do nothing
until
get paid. You can do
everything. Hey, You came in today. Did I have the training room all nice and cleaned up? I did, didn't I? Nice and cleaned up. So, but yeah, he had to leave yesterday. I thought it was kind of funny that all of them were like, Coach, I don't need you to wrap me. We're good. I walk into the locker room and they're already wrapped. They've had each other tape themselves. I'm like, oh, this is good. You guys know what you're doing. Yeah, okay. I was just kind of laughing. So it's just the way it is.
All right, well, let's get to Coach Bo and Coach Barnes up here for just a second. I've been trying to think about how we were going to do this all season. And part of me wanted to there you go.
It's a long way. That's why we're here.
Part of me, I used to do a geeky podcast. It was called Dinner for Geeks, and we actually just sat around. It was me and three other guys sat around a table, ate dinner, and talked about Star Wars and comic books and geeky stuff like that. So I almost wanted to try and do something like that, but I've seen how y'all attack a pizza, so I figured we should probably wait until after the eating was done before we got to this. So, I'm just going to toss it out here just plain and simple, and say we'll start off with Coach Bo, just because he's to my right. But how do you feel where the team is at right now, heading into Bullock?
I think that being 2-5, I'm not particularly happy with that. I've got some stress weight that I put on here in the last few weeks, just from the losing record. But at the same time, we know what we did.
Get the Buddha rubbing going on.
Yeah, exactly. We know what we did to prepare for this, and this is really. Excuse me. Everything was. Yeah, I am. Everything was preseason in essence. Since this is the region schedule coming up, and this really makes or breaks the difference of whether we win the region championship and then move on into the playoffs. So right now, it's kind of a brand new world for me, especially not knowing the private school world and how all these teams interact and all the dynamics.
How big of a transition has that been for you coming from Berrien into Frederica and not having the roster size or the public school and all that it brings with it? How big of a transition has that been for you?
As far as the roster size goes, that's probably been the biggest thing. That and even the size of the coaching staff and the multiple roles that you have to take on. As far as competition level, we played a schedule that's very comparable to what we played at Berrien. We always thought that we were in the SEC of high school football, in Division I AA, where you had Thomasville and Fitzgerald and Brooks County, and you're playing those schools nonstop just to try and even win one of those or compete with one of those to make the playoffs. So that's as far as the competition level, that's not been much of a transition. It really has to do with just the personnel and all the duties that come involved with it.
You're listening to the Brandon Derrick Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. So now, Coach Leon over here. Now, how long have you and Coach Derrick been together? Professionally?
10 years.
10 years, okay. How big of a change was it getting Coach Bo in here and changing things around a little bit?
I don't know if there's words that describe how big it was. Coach Derek says it every week. He literally took the offense and ran with it. So he eliminated a whole half of football that we don't have to worry about anymore. Years in the past, it was Coach D on offense, myself on offense, Coach D on defense, myself on defense, all the coaches on offense, all the coaches on defense. You're looking at everything all the time as much as possible to figure it all out. And now Coach Hurgan steps in and he takes it over by storm.
Now, how long have you been up in the crow's nest during the games? When was the last time that you spent any significant time on the sidelines?
2018, 2019.
Which do you prefer?
Both.
There you go.
The crow's nest is nice because I can see everything. I see it, how it all develops, and I know that I can help up top. I can help see things, and being a seasoned guy that's been, you know, 10 years in the system now, you can't exactly throw the new guy up top and get all your questions answered. So being up top, it helps them, I think, to be able to relay everything down. But being on the field is fun, man. I mean, you get the interaction with the kids, you feel the stadium noise and everything like that. So it's good.
Now, Pinewood, is that a home game or an away game this time?
That's away game.
That's an away game this time, all right, which means that Becky will be on point on texting Trey to remind him to watch the language. since we'll be sharing the crow's nest with you, because that's just the way that they roll up there in Belleville. We'll be right back to the Frederick Academy Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Are you looking for a better way to bank hometown people that you know? Look no further than Marshland Credit Union. Marshland Credit Union is here to help, no matter if it's a mortgage, car loan, or even finding financing for that boat you've always wanted. 7 convenient locations in Glen and surrounding counties, checking, savings, you name it. Marshland Credit Union wants to be the answer to your banking needs. MarshlandCU.com, 912-279-2000. Marshland Credit Union, a better way to bank.
Guys, it's time. The kids are headed back to school and football season is here. What better way to celebrate than with a new watch from Cunningham Jewelers? They have a great selection of Seiko watches, from Patty Divers to Radio Sync Solar watches, and even a few classic options too. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick, 912-265-8652, or online, cunninghamjewelers.com.
Welcome back to the Frederica Academy Knights Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I am Jeff Doak. We are all on location at V Pizza on St. Simon's. This segment brought to you by Marshland Credit Union and by Cunningham Jewelers. We're still sitting here with Coach Derrick, Coach Barnes, and Coach Bo, the Jurgenator, as he has been. I'm still having a hard time believing that nickname has not been used until this point. That just screams 1980s Glen Academy kind of nickname.
It really does. It really does. Yeah, it really does. It's amazing that has never been in existence until now.
See, there's one new nickname from that my brother actually got called when he was student teaching in Tifton, but unfortunately this is a family podcast and I can't say what that was, but it was very creative and of course it came from the drummers. So now, I talked a little bit with Coach Bo and Coach Barnes here. Coach Derrick, you know, how has it been different for you? You know, Coach Barnes talked about how, you know, having him taking the ball and running with it figuratively, of course, and literally in practice, you know. Mm-hmm. But how big of a relief has it been for you to be able to focus more on head coaching, a little more with the defense, and letting him just run wild with the offense?
It's been really good because Bo and I actually meet about every morning right after first period. We sit in there and talk about offense. He was laughing at me last night because I was drawing stuff up on my board on offense. He goes, man, it's so good to see you back drawing stuff up on the offensive side of the ball. And I was laughing because really, he has to answer more questions for me about defense. I'm like, what do you think about this? What do you think about that? What do you think? And then Coach Barnes comes in the afternoon and we converse again. So he's sitting over there trying to be like, okay, what's the weakness with what we're trying to do on defense at the same time. And so, you know, we've done a good job. I think the relationship, he's done an outstanding job coming in. And like you said, taking it and running with it. But we converse all the time. He answers a lot of our questions on one side, what he would see, and then what, and vice versa, what we see to him on defense and offense. So it's been a good group of guys, you know. And of course, we got two young guys that we're coaching along to help us coach at the same time. So it's a full docket every single day.
How big of an influence has he been for not only Jordan Triplett, but also for Sutton Ellis, the new transferring quarterback that you had this year?
He's the biggest influence. He's on them all the time. So, you know, he's going to be lead guy and directing that group most of the time in the offensive line. I pretty much get the scout team deep ready while he and Coach Barnes are doing offense, and I'm trying to get the scout team defense lined up. I look like a chicken with his head cut off 90% of the time out there as you're going through offense, because I don't know if I'm getting my guys lined up sometimes in the right spot. So, and then I watch it and say, hey, let's put this in and run this right here. And, of course, he's like, sure. He's probably like, come on, Coach. I seen that like 5 plays ago, but now you're going to run this? I'm like, okay. So, he's done a great job with it. Him and Coach Barnes did a really good job, because they look at everything back there and see it. And, like, yesterday we're running certain things, and Coach Barnes is like, man, this play right here is going to be wide open. We need to look at this. And I'm like, okay. So, you know, it's been good for us to just get a look at it and a different perspective, you know, a different perspective from all of it.
This is the Frederick Academy Coaches Show with Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. All right, we heard a little bit from Coach Derrick earlier about this, but let's ask Coach Barnes, if you can just put your beverage down for just a second there. What do you need to see out of your defense in order for us to walk out of Bullock Academy this Friday night with the dub?
Physicality.
Yes.
Okay. And responsibility football.
That's it.
Ooh. Man, a few words on that one. All right, Coach Jurgen, what about the offense? What needs to happen to just overpower this this triple option threat that we're facing up against?
Physicality.
No, I mean, really, that's the essence of what we have to do against Bullock. Is we've got to go after them, as Coach Derrick said earlier today, go hit them in the mouth and go. And really, we have to impose the will that we want. We've got to put them in the places that we want them. We've got to move them off the ball, and we've got to dictate the terms when it comes to the line of scrimmage. And if we do that and secure the football, then that's what we'll get everything that we want out of this game.
Some of the biggest games he's had in his career have come at Bullock Academy. What kind of game is Jordan going to have this Friday night?
He'll have the game that will determine whether we win this ball game or not.
No pressure whatsoever. None whatsoever. All right, well, Coach, you've heard from your assistants there, and you know, first of all, it's great to know that we're going to be. There's no excuses. No, we're short our two starting wide receivers. Any type of nonsense like that. There might be some referees being paid off. Who knows? It'll be the first time. You know, it's great to have, you know, all the players back, no injuries to speak of, and really start seeing more, you know, things clicking from Blake, from Quan, and you know, getting Vic back in the line of everything. What all needs to happen from your mindset?
Well, defensively, like I said, we got to be physical on defense. We got to play responsibility football. We got to game tackle. We got to get to the ball all the time on defense, make plays, create some turnovers offensively. Coach is right. We've harped on being physical the last 4 weeks, you know, staying on blocks, knocking people off the ball, and, you know, running hard downhill and executing. And, you know, when we got to throw it, we got to complete it. We got to hit the guys that are open. We got to read it quick. Got to get it out. You know, go execute. Play hard, play fun, and play fast and play fun. You know, that's going to be the thing for us is if we play fast and fun, we got a really good chance of bringing home the win. And we just got to be physical. Like I told them earlier today, you just got to go hit them in the mouth. And anything that you're going to do like this right here in football, it's a lot like boxing. If you go take the fight to them, you got a good chance of winning. You got to dictate the terms, like Coach said. Don't let them come in and try to dictate what we got to do. We got to go take it to them.
Play the full 48. That would be my expectation or my hope that they can manage to do that, because although there have been plenty of blowouts on both sides of the ball in this rivalry, there have been the ones that have gone down to the final seconds in a heartbreaking fashion, right down there in the far near or the near corner end zone on the left hand side from the press box. You know the one I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I'm hoping that we'll see this Friday night. Just a full 48 of smash them in the mouth, Frederick Knights football.
Well, me too. If we do, we'll get on the bus. We'll be happy, and it'll be a nice ride home from Statesboro.
That's time for late night winter waffles.
That's right.
Well, thanks for joining us for the Frederick Academy Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Friday night in Statesboro, the Knights take on the Bullock Academy Gators. Boo. We come out next Wednesday night, win or lose, to join us at V Pizza on St. Simon's every Wednesday night, 7:30. For the Brandon Derrick, Coaches Joe, Jeff Doak, signing off. See y'all next week.